It's pretty easy for me to sit here and do for that. There was someone else covering you, but yeah, it works pretty well. And I run a Kenwood 710 in the mobile, and usually they pass the radio on 5.2 and you got a traveler's 5.2. Okay, 7-3, yeah, red, standby. Yeah, 7-3, sorry, there was going on with the airplane, so N0TMY, WE9AFC, 7-3, anybody else around, 5-2? Kilo Charlie 5, Azuma Charlie Hotel, Whiskey 9 Alpha, Drive Bravo. Good, good morning, name is Scott, here at 33,000 feet. Always good across people. There, or you're just testing out the radios at the EOC. Okay, good deal. Yeah, so I like to do this every once in a while because you never know who pops up on 5-2. Run across all sorts of folks, so it was about 155. Okay, good deal. I'll see if anybody else is around. I'll come back here, but anybody else for Whiskey 9 Alpha Fox Bravo? Go ahead. Okay, sorry, we're covered by another radio. Victor Echo near Manitoba again. The Victor Echo station near Manitoba, try again. 4 Zulu India Mike, sorry, the aviation radio is going off there too. Name is Scott, I think you got there, and yeah, we're heading south, so probably stretching the rubber band here a little bit. Okay, 7-3, and okay, I'm about 30 miles due west of Jamestown now. Been up there to Grand Forks, spent a little time at that base.
N0HNM Jamestown.
Fox Bravo, like Whiskey 9 Air Force. Contact QRZ for Whiskey 9 Alpha Fox Bravo.
The Whiskey 9 Aeronautical Mobile, this is N0HNM Jamestown, North Dakota.
N0HNM 99AFB, go ahead.
Okay, real good. Yes, this is N0 Hotel November, Mike. And we're located in the north side of Jamestown, and you're coming in real well. Are you in a jet aircraft?
That's correct. We're in a Boeing C-135 cargo airplane.
Okay, real good. Well, you're doing a nice job. It's you're kind of a giant repeater in the sky. not too often we'll get a chance to talk to aeronautical mobiles.
Yeah, that's why I try to, every once in a while, if I got time, to give out a few contacts, because you know, it's not very often people do it, especially even up here, probably not as much traffic, especially from the coast-to-coast stuff. So, what's the name there for the log?
Name here is Lyle, Lima Yankee, Lima Echo, and we're just about ready to leave the house here now, but I did hear you on the scanner. And I thought, oh boy, I've got to try to make contact, so happy to be able to do that.
Okay, very good, Lyle. Yep, you did. I've written them down, so I usually go put these in the law book when I land, so at least we got some proof. So, well, thanks for giving me a shout there, and I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Okay, real good. Yeah, just curious what you're running for equipment. I suspect probably the onboard radio. Okay, real good. 73, have a good trip in 0H&M, clear.
Yeah, this radio is called an ARC-210, ARC-210, and it runs about 10 watts, and the antenna is built onto the airplane, so it does pretty well.
Okay, real good. Interesting. And where did you, one more thing, where did you start from? Or was, your destination is Grand Forks, I take it?
We originated from near Omaha today.
Oh, okay, real good. 7-3s once again, N0HNM, off and clear.
7-3, W9AFC, I'll be back in here in a few minutes. QRZ for Whiskey 9 Alpha Fox Bravo on 5-2. We'll get the Whiskey Delta Zero, Delta Alpha Hotel, go ahead. Okay, Mike, name is Scott, at 33,000 feet here, we're pretty close to Dickinson, actually, that's part of the area we're flying around today. You probably heard just southwest of Jamestown now and about to make a turn here back north. Okay, Mike, yeah, thanks for the contact. We'll be happy to return a card. I'll check the mail for it. 7-3, anybody else from Whiskey 9 Alpha Fox Bravo. There's a couple there, the Kilo Charlie Zero first. I think I got it. It's right up to my noise floor. Kilo Charlie Zero, is it Zulu, Zulu Whiskey? Try one more time the Kilo Charlie Zero. I'm going to make a turn. This might help. Okay, gotcha. This turn is helping us out. The Kilo Charlie Zero, Zulu Whiskey. Good morning. Name is Scott here. Aeronaut Co Mobile. And I'm making a turn here northbound. I'm going to go over the top of Jamestown here, probably about 3 minutes. Okay, we're also over the top of you guys then. Well, cool. It's nice to be listening into the whole family there. Okay, very good, Risa. I think I said my name is Scott. So, real nice. There's a whole bunch of people. I kind of surprised. Depends where we're at in the country, but sometimes you don't get anybody to come back. And then I've probably got six or seven people in the log here now. So, it's working out pretty well today. Okay, K0RND. Nice to talk this morning. Name is Scott here, 33,000 feet. Headed kind of towards west of Jamestown in the Devil's area now.
November Delta Zero, Tango Sierra.
Yes, W9AFB, are you bottom clear here? Go ahead.
Okay, November Delta Zero, Tango Sierra.
Yeah, November Delta Zero, Tango Sierra, W9AFB, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I heard you out there. Well, actually, my wife heard you out there, just woke me up, so sleeping in on my day off.
Well, sorry to wake you up there. It's nice to have a day off, though, especially on a Monday, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, a little bit mini vacation here, so nice to talk to you, though. That's, I think, the first Air Mobile I've talked to.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's, I don't know if you've listened for a little bit, but I'd like to give those contacts out because I remember it being pretty fun when I heard it the first time, so happy to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think I'm tracking you on my flight feeder here, too, so it's kind of neat to see that at the same time. I got you on MLAT right now, but I think it's Alpha Delta Bravo 2 Alpha 4.
Is there a call sign associated with it?
November 982 Alpha Tango?
Nope. That's not us. We're a military one. That's why I was curious to see you pick us up. Sometimes they don't show up on that site.
Okay, yeah, that's highly possible, too. That's, I don't know what type of plane it is, B-712? I don't know.
Yeah, we're at Charlie 135 today, so I was just curious. Sometimes you can pick us up, but some don't, so depends what receivers are up there. So that's pretty neat, though. We're actually, if you can see Delta 2072, it should show up as DAL-2072. I'm about 10 miles from him. He's just to the west of Jamestown.
Okay, yeah. I'm not seeing him at all, so that's kind of strange.
Yeah, sometimes those don't pick everything up either, though. It just depends how many receivers are out there. So, anyway, it's nice to meet you this morning, and I hope you have a good rest of the day there.
All right, yeah, likewise. And 7-3, thanks a lot.
7-3, W9AFC. QRZ, I got about 5 minutes more. Before Delta Juliet Sierra, I got you loud and clear here. Go ahead. Yeah, we're not out of there, but I've flown through there a few times, so it's know exactly where it's at. But yeah, it's a little quiet these days. They got rid of all those tankers that they used to have, but they have some unmanned things now. But we're very good. Nice to work up in Canada. You're the second Victor Echo or Victor Alpha today, so nice to know that making the signal is moving its way across the border there. Okay, 7-3, David. W9AFB, anybody else? Okay, Whiskey 9 Alpha Fox Bravo will be standing by. Okay, Randy, I still hear you there. So, yeah, just talked to somebody just south of Winnipeg. So, that's a pretty good footprint. It's probably 170 miles we got right now. So, it helps out when you're this high up. And a little iPad here with where we are. So, it's pretty neat. I'd like to be able to do this, like I said, every once in a while. I usually don't do HF because it's kind of a pain, and the radio that we have for it is—it's not easy to. It doesn't really have a VFO. It's all like kind of fixed channels, so, and it's I'm one of the pilots, but it's on the other side, next to the other guy's seat, so it's more of a pain. So I just use this one, and it's about a foot above my head. I have, how many do I have? I'm trying to think. I have 10 wheels, so you got me beat there by 12. So, well, anyways, trying to say today. Nice to be able to talk to you, and we'll catch you again. I'm up here every once in a while, so I'll give a shout next time I'm in the area. Zero TMY, Whiskey 9 Alpha, Foxtrot Bravo. W9AFB.
Whiskey 9 Alpha, Foxtrot Bravo. Whiskey 9 Alpha, Foxtrot Bravo. Are you still up there? This is NB0TS.
Yeah, NB0TS, go ahead, W9AFB.
Hey, I think I got you there. Are you a Topcat 14? Okay, yeah, I'm picking you up on MLAT, and I'm seeing you squiggle around up there. So, all right, we got you now. Just wanted to see if you were still there.
Yep, we are. I've been up here for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's not doing it the traditional way, but it's kind of combining some other signals in there with mine and getting you on there.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of receivers, and it really makes the MLAT kind of messed up, so I'm kind of surprised that there's enough up here that are able to do it, but cool. Well, you see exactly what we are, so it's pretty neat. I'm glad you're able to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, I've had one on the top of my house here for a couple of years now, and I don't look at it much, but I had to this time.
Well, cool. I said, you usually don't get people that do the ham radio stuff and the ADS-B, so it's kind of neat. I use it for when her friends are coming around, you can see where they're at, and then especially for the, you go to FlightAware, obviously you know that, and do the commercial stuff, but not everything shows up there, so it's kind of neat to see what's out there. And there's a lot that you think.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I think that really the thing that interests me there, or is interesting anyway, is a lot of these foreign jetliners, passenger planes, how fast they actually go, and compared to some of the domestic flights. But anyway, yeah, I'll let you go and get back to what you're doing, I suppose.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, we had a couple cargo jets flew over, and they must have come from Asia somewhere, because that's what they were ready for. Jet was up here doing approaches at one of the airports around here too. So, yeah, there's always a lot of interesting things out there if you listen or watch on the screen there too. So, anyways, well, cool. Nice to talk to you again, and I'll listen out here for a little bit. W9AFB.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I run a stream of kind of all the aircraft frequencies over broadcastified there too. So. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, ND0TS.
Take care, W9AFB. Kilo Bravo Zero Lima Charlie, I think Romeo, is that it? Okay, KB0 LCR, W9AFB, go ahead. Okay, KB0 LCR, W9AFB, yeah, sometimes it depends on what the orientation with the antenna is and where I'm at, so you're probably right off the back side of the airplane. Which is probably blocking you from where this antenna is, I think, where it's placed on the airplane. So, anyways, you're loud and clear here. Name is Scott at 33,000 feet. Okay, 73 KB0 LCR, W9 AFB. Take care, and there's someone else call me. Go ahead. Okay, KB0 Fox Kilo Tango, W9 AFB. You're loud and clear. Go ahead. So, I'm using the radio that's part of the airplane here, so it works pretty well for 2 meter stuff, and then I use it for the, well, one of them. I got four or five of them up here I can choose from, but this is a spare that I don't normally use, so I'm using it to hand out some 5-2 contacts today. I am between Jamestown and Devil's Lake again. We're kind of doing some training up here in this part of the North Dakota, so basically between those two cities for the last little while. We're a big heavy plane, a Boeing Charlie 135, so 4 engines. Yeah, exactly. There's some aerial work that we do, and so it just involves a little bit of droning around, but it it allows the pilots to have a break, and I can do what I'm doing now. This is the magic box, and the autopilot is flying the plane. Yeah, so the call is just Whiskey 9 Alpha Fox Bravo, W9 AFB. Other than that, you got it right there. So, yeah, there's the old joke, and you ask people what makes an airplane fly, and they answer lift, and, you know, Bernoulli's principle and stuff, and then say, no, that's not right, and you tell them the answer is money. So, yep, it is. It's not a cheap, hobby, and it's not a cheap profession either. But lucky enough to be able to do it. So it's been pretty fun, and it's nice to be able to combine both hobbies and do that. So, anyways, I think I heard one more person call, so I'll try to get them. But thanks for the contact, Joe. I appreciate it, and have a good rest of the week here. KB0FKT W9AFB. There was a WB0 in there. Go ahead for W9AFB. Okay, WB0I, W9AFB, full quieting for you, obviously, and the name is Scott. WB0I, W9AFB, are you still there? Okay, yep, full quieting up here, nice to meet you today, over. Okay, E4KQ, good signal. We're heading north, so flight Dakota right now.
Well, Scott, looks like he might be leaving us, so I'll tell you, have a good trip, ND0TS.
We'll catch you later.
And just let you know, I'll probably send you a QSL as well.
Yeah, please do. We'll get one back to you.
All right, ND0TS.
W9FB.